From the Maher Report, On the Bookshelf, The Truth About Seed Oils Explodes the Myth of Heart-Healthy Oils. For years, the American public was told seed oils were good for you. They are not. A new book, The Truth About Seed Oils, How the Heart-Healthy Myth Made Us Sick and How to Heal with Real Fats, eloquently explains why. Written by Liana Werner Gray and Sherry Kalbum, two trusted voices in holistic health, the book cuts through decades of confusion and marketing hype to deliver clarity on one of the most overlooked culprits in modern chronic disease, industrial seed oils. The book publishes April 30 from Maha Books, a division of Skyhorse Publishing. From the very first pages, the authors make a compelling case that what we've long been told is heart-healthy canola, soybean, corn, sunflower, safflower, grapeseed, cottonseed, and rice bran oils, the so-called hateful eight, may be silently undermining our health. Backed by historical context, biochemical explanations, and a growing body of research, Werner Gray and Kalbum argue that these highly processed, omega-6-rich oils promote oxidative stress, chronic inflammation, and metabolic dysfunction. The authors link such oils to rising rates of anxiety, depression, insulin resistance, obesity, heart disease, cognitive decline, and even certain cancers, not as fear-mongering, but as a call to informed action. What makes this book especially powerful is its balanced tone. It doesn't just criticize, it educates. Chapter 1 dives into the seed oil scandal, tracing how the eight oils rose to prominence not through health science, but through wartime economics, aggressive marketing think Procter & Gamble's Crisco, and flawed studies like Ansel Keys's lipid hypothesis. The authors highlight how subsidies, conflicts of interest including early American Heart Association funding, and the demonization of traditional fats like butter, tallow, and coconut oil, created a perfect storm. The authors also address the spiritual dimension, how disconnecting food from its natural, whole food roots turns it into a commodity rather than a gift. Chapter 2 explores the mechanisms by which seed oils may contribute to brain and body dysfunction. The brain is nearly 60% fat. The authors explain how excess linoleic acid from seed oils can crowd out protective omega-3s, promote neuroinflammation, damage mitochondria, disrupt neurotransmitters, and even compromise the blood-brain barrier. They connect these processes to anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's risk, and more. While contrasting modern Western diets, often 15:1 or worse omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, with ancestral patterns, real-world examples, such as the low dementia rates among the Tsimine people, reinforce the message. Traditional, minimally processed fats align better with human biology. The book doesn't stop at problems, it offers clear, practical solutions. Chapter 3 serves as an excellent fats and oils handbook, comparing saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated fats, explaining smoke points, oxidation risks, and why quality matters. It debunks myths around cholesterol and saturated fat while celebrating stable, nourishing options like extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, grass-fed butter, ghee, and beef tallow. Individual fat tolerance is respected, with thoughtful disclaimers acknowledging bio-individuality. Chapter 4 focuses on cooking, offering up over 50 delicious, blood sugar-friendly, anti-inflammatory recipes featuring nature's healthiest fats. From Liana's OG 3-hour chicken bone broth noodle soup and guacamole greens chicken salad to Sherry's classics like cream of carrot soup and old-fashioned beef tallow cornbread, the recipes are approachable, flavorful, and nutrient-dense. They prove healthy eating doesn't mean deprivation. Meals can be indulgent and supportive of liver, mitochondria, hormones, and nervous system health. Highlights include golden anti-inflammatory rice bowls, pumpkin pancakes, and even treats like mini cashew cheesecakes and featherlight coconut macaroons. Later in the book, the authors provide a valuable shopping guide, how to choose cold pressed or expella pressed oils, read labels, avoid hidden seed oils in restaurants and packaged foods, and source high-quality animal fats. Resources like Seed Oil Scout and App and the Templeton List make real-world application easier than ever. The Truth About Seed Oils has a hopeful, solution-oriented spirit. It's not about fear, it's about empowerment. Werner Gray and Kalbum remind us that simple swaps, ditching industrial oils for real, traditional fats, can reduce inflammation, stabilize energy and mood, support metabolic health, and potentially lower chronic disease risk. This is a must-read for anyone serious about wellness, whether you're dealing with inflammation, fatigue, brain fog, or simply want to eat more intentionally. It's accessible for beginners yet substantive enough for those already familiar with ancestral or functional nutrition. The writing is warm, clear, and engaging, blending science, history, personal stories, and practical advice. If you've ever felt confused by conflicting advice about fats or suspected that the vegetable oil in your pantry might not be as benign as advertised, the truth about seed oils will feel like a breath of fresh air. It challenges decades of dogma without dogma of its own, always circling back to biology, tradition, and listening to your body. The Truth About Seed Oils, due out from Skyhorse on April 28, 2026, is currently available for pre-order. A portion of the proceeds from this and all subsequent books released by the Skyhorse Maha Books imprint will be used to support initiatives by Maha Action, tying the book to the broader movement for better public health policy. Related reading.